And finally, this evening in St. Peter's Basilica, the celebration of the first Vespers for the season of Advent has come to a close. In his homily, Pope Benedict said that Advent invites us and encourages us to contemplate the present Lord, and that it is a time of internalized joy that no suffering can erase. Chris Altieri reflects on the beginning of this Advent season. Conditor Alves Siderum
Eterna Lux Credentium. Advent is the first of the liturgical seasons. Its coming marks the turning of the liturgical year. Advent is a privileged season, a time the Church has set aside for prayerful reflection on the truth we know by faith, that Christ, the glorious King, is coming soon to judge the world. The Church in Advent waits in joyful hope for the coming of her Savior, and in preparation for that coming, she does penance and makes acts of reparation for past sins. In her official public worship, the Church proclaims Christ, the Lord of creation, and implores the protection of his merciful divinity from the insults of the enemy, Satan, the prince of darkness, who, sensing that the time of his reign is nearing its end, increases his efforts to ensnare and enslave the children of God. Advent is a season of war, of spiritual strife between the victorious forces of God and the defeated, though active, not yet fully vanquished forces of the fallen angels. In this preternatural struggle for the souls of those for whom Christ won his supernatural victory, the people of God in the new Israel that is the Church cry out for deliverance with increasing intensity, and they do so in the voice and with the prayers of ancient Israel. The final 7 days of Advent here proclaimed the ancient O antiphons, the cry of the heart of the people of God. O wisdom, O Lord and leader, O stock of Jesse, O key of David, O rising sun, O king, O Emmanuel. The great spiritual adventure of Advent begins again this Saturday at Vespers. I'm Chris Altieri.